guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about 15 reasons why men don't want to talk about their feelings. Why, and I'm going to add in there a few reasons why men shouldn't talk about their feelings, except in certain circumstances, circumstances. And the reason why is because it's a sign of weakness. That's all it is. You know, the young men going off to WW1, World War II, going off to fight the Germans, going off to fight the Japanese, so on and so forth. These men did not sit in submarines and boats and hold each other's hands and tell sob stories and cry over, you know, their girlfriend that they don't get to see anymore because they've gone off to war. These men had to be strong. And the weaker a man is, the more society struggles. We can see that now. How so many people don't have convictions, they don't stand up for themselves, so on and so forth. And because of that, we get a bunch of people that are pandering for feelings and likes on social media and in general have become weak. Well, there is a time and a place to talk about feelings, and there is a time and a place not to. There are people to talk to about your feelings and people to not talk to about your feelings. So we're going to go over that, but let's get recording here and we'll discuss this. We'll discuss this article. I actually like it. I don't have anything against it. It's written by Samantha Phillips just about last year. I think it's a good article. But I think many people that talk about toxic masculinity and men need to talk about their feelings more and men need to be in touch and express themselves emotionally, these are women that are saying this. And the interesting thing is, if you really want to know how women feel about this, go look on a lot of the forums about losing attraction to your spouse, and many, many of the women that have lost the feelings or the love or the desire or the intimacy desire, right? The real draw to their men. Most of them either have A, he was crying about he lost his job and he cried. That was it. Man showing weakness. One, he came down with cancer, and even though he survived it, I just wasn't attracted to him anymore because he got sick and he showed weakness. Another was about a man who was crying about his dog, or a guy. He was a young 20-year-old something. He was crying about losing his dog that he'd had since he was like 10. And the girl was like, I mean, I get if it was his mom or his dad, but a dog. And obviously she wasn't a pet lover. But in each one of these circumstances, a man showed his emotions. Now, many of you compliment me, which I thank you. And you say, hey, I really like your channel because you come at things from kind of a neutral analytical space, and you don't get all fired up and all. Well, it's because I have stoicism, and I'm still going to do my video on stoicism. But I understand that the power of the intellect is infinitely more powerful than the power of feelings when it comes to certain things. Now, there are cases when emotions can definitely give you an edge, such as rage when you're getting into a battle or a test of strength. I know oftentimes that's why weightlifters will slap themselves or smell ammonia salts to kind of get them fired up before they lift a heavy weight. There are times when those emotions come in handy, but in many times that can also be it doesn't work very well against you. All right, so let's get to the article here. So they say, number one, it's a neurological thing. Without the basic physical and physiological differences between men and women, relationships would not be as exciting. Life would never be the same without experiencing the joys of falling in love and suffering the pains of a breakup. I will say this. I would rather, in many cases, I would rather skip the pain of a breakup to skip the love of the relationship. But that's me. Now, some of you say, you know what? I want the highs and the lows. I want the incredible high of falling in love, and I want the incredible low of the breakup. I'll take it all because that's what life's about. I find it being a little bit more separated from the situation and being a little more dispassionate about it lets you have a little bit better grasp of situations. They say, now when it comes to talking about feelings, the culprit is the corpus callosum, but the part of the brain which connects the left and right brain hemisphere. Let's not go into the scientific stuff here, but it's the gist is that this part of the brain is larger in women than in men. The result is that women can think and feel at the same time, where men naturally separate their feelings from what they are thinking. This creates their reluctance to talk about all that mushy stuff that women love to hash out. I don't know about this. I don't know of any scientific proof of this or not, but I do know that I don't know of too many men that want to sit there and listen to the mushy details of their girlfriend's day or their wife's day. Oh, and Becky said this, and I can't believe it. And then she and Brian got in an argument. I don't know of too many men that want to get there. So I was actually in a relationship for about 9 months, and she was a lot of fun to be with, but she wanted to tell me about her day or tell me a story. She would go on and on and on. And so I told her, I said, look, I like your stories, but there is a, because she'd get mad at me because she says, I can tell you're not listening. And I'm like, it's too much. Like, I can't listen for all this because I don't know these people. I don't know the situation. I can't care, but I do want you to share, you know, if you want to share your day with me. So how about this? When you start going a little bit long, I'll just go like this. Yeah. And that'll be my little key of please get to the point, cause I'm losing. And she agreed. And then when she'd be telling me a story, I'd be like, and she goes, okay. So anyway, and then she'd get to the point of it. It worked. But I think that's just because men and women think differently. I don't know if it's so much of the brain thing. I don't know. Afraid of saying something wrong. Admitted, almost every woman feels like she can give Oprah a run for her money as a talk show host. Yeah. This is exactly why men are intimidated with. That's not intimidated. We're bored. We're bored with it. For the most part, men feel that if they open up about their feelings, well, women will put on their psyche mode. They feel that saying the wrong thing will put them in a lot of trouble, which is when they clam up. That is true. That is very true. Give them some of the leeway in this area, and it's a good idea. Yeah, okay. Here's a universal one that always gets every man in trouble, right? Say a woman looks beautiful 100 times, and she'll never pay attention. Call her fat once, and she'll never forget it. Because elephants never forget. No, because we know that, honey, how do I look in this outfit? You look great. Do you really mean it? No, you seriously, does my butt look big? No, I think your butt looks great in that. But you never tell me. We can't win. So most of the time when it's do I look good in this? Yep. You don't even care, do you? Nope. We will get in trouble if we don't say the right things. This is definitely a truth. But the truth is we don't care. You didn't even notice I got my hair cut. I don't care. Look, I got my eyebrows done. I do not care. Do you like the blue or the black? I'd rather have it on the floor and you in bed. Other than that, I don't care. They just don't understand that we don't have the same desires and things that are important to us. And that's why, and also when they want to talk, how was your day? My answer is, it's good. It's the same as the last day. Like, I'm just not one to go on about it. Men express their feelings through action more than through words. Again, very accurate. When your boyfriend has a bunch of flowers delivered to your office, this is his way of saying he's thinking about you. When a relatively new guy plans for a long weekend that the two of you can go together, next summer, this is his way of saying he plans to stick around for a long time. Don't ever do that, by the way. When he has your car sent to the mechanic for an engine checkup, it means that he cares a lot about your safety, or that he really cares about your car and you're not taking care of it. The cliche actions speak louder than words applies when it comes to men's feelings. I know for a fact when I've dated, whether it was or when I was married, when I'd see low tire pressure in the wife's car and I'd say, hey, you know, you got to inflate these things. It's dangerous. So on and so forth. Yeah, I cared about her safety, but I also didn't want to have to buy new tires. When you want to make plans, don't make plans for next summer, because either A, you're going to be going alone, or B, you're going to have to find somebody else to go with you. Because you know, unless you're in a very long-term committed relationship, the odds against a year away, don't do that. Society conditions them. Women aren't the only ones who are urged to behave in certain ways due to their gender. Men are also conditioned to behave in certain ways by the media, their friends, and family. They believe that they aren't supposed to show their feelings, and so they don't. Okay. Media does not condition men. Media is this. You should express yourself and talk about it, and, you know, bad masculinity if you don't express who you are. No. The men should understand that they deal with emotions internally. They should learn that from their father. They should learn that from other positive men in their lives. And they will know this once they have understood and learned stoicism, wisdom, quiet contemplation. You know, when I realized that a relationship, a woman that I cared about very much, when I realized she and I were coming to the end of things, I didn't reach out and call friends and cry and have a hissy fit. And all I did is I did two things. Number one, I treated myself to part of my tattoo. And number two, I got on my motorcycle and I rode. And I just rode and rode. And when I do that, I was thinking. And I was working through my feelings and working through my issues and working through my problems. If you can do that from a place of separating the ego from the id and the intellect from the emotions, it makes it much easier. Women think with their emotions. So the way that they express themselves is emotionally. The way they work through problems is emotionally. The way they communicate is emotion. Men traditionally, they work with logic. And so they work through their problems with logic. And they communicate with logic. Everything is logical to men if you're a traditionally stoic man. As far as the conditioning, though, I mean, the only conditioning you should learn is stoicism. Number five, they don't know how. Since men aren't conditioned to express their feelings, they might not know how to. It's hard for someone to blurt out their innermost thoughts when they've always kept them a secret. It's hard for them to change if they don't know how to do so. You don't want to be blurting out anything anyway. And how are you conditioned to express your feelings? I mean, are you going to go to some therapist and they tell you, okay, when you're feeling this way, put your fingertips like this and rest them on your knees and look up into the heavens and breathe in five times slowly and, you know, say this mantra. And you don't have to be taught to understand emotions. Human beings are emotional. Men and women are emotional. But do you think a caveman or do you think somebody in the French Foreign Legions in the, early 1900s, whatever, right? Do you think these people had to go to these classes to express their emotions? No. If a man needs to, I'll tell you a good example. When I joined the military, 18 years old, you go to the MEP station, you fly down, you're unloaded, and next thing you know, you're in basic training. People are screaming at you. You're sleep deprived for 24 hours to put you in a stressful environment. And that night when we went to bed, we had probably 30 beds in a bay, total of 60 in this kind of almost like hangar. And each guy had a cot 4 or 5 feet from another cot next to him. We'd be laying there and it was the first night we got some sleep. And every one of us men were like, man, what did I just do? Like, this is not going to be fun. This is harsh. It's a wake-up call. It's definitely a moving from a boy to a man moment. You don't get that in a whole time frame. You get that in about 6 weeks. And you'd hear every guy just quietly, quietly crying in their beds. Did we all get up and sit up around, hold hands and sing Kumbaya? No, you just dealt with it quietly. You got through the stress, you got it out of your system, and then you went to sleep. And you work through it. Now, when are there some times that you need to express yourself and you need to have somebody to talk to? Who do you find? Hash this out with a father figure. Hash this out with a friend. Or hash this out if you have really, really deep issues that need a lot of work and it's not just a breakup, but you have some kind of life crisis type things. You need to find yourself a therapist. These are all people that you need to be able to be truthful with, be comfortable with, and understand they won't judge you. A man will not judge you if you've had a hard time because they've probably been through it and they understand. And so I've had many a friend come to me and want to talk about their girlfriend breakup and how they're feeling and how they're just angry. And yeah, some tears might fall, but the guy's going to say, dude, man, I get it. I've been there. But you know what? And they're going to give you a little advice. They're going to give you a pat on the back and they're going to get you rolling again. Father figures do that as well. For the bigger issues, therapists do it. But I guarantee you, if you go to your girlfriend and said, I'm stressed out at work and things are hard. I just don't know how to handle it. I can't handle it. Oh my God. She is going to probably throw up on you. She's going to be so unattracted to you. You can't express your feelings like that to somebody that you're attracted to or of the opposite sex. Even if you're just friends, male to female, they are not going to, what they will lose all. And it's, so it's not a problem with the men. It's a problem with the way society accepts men with emotions. It just is what it is. Number six, they want to feel masculine. I will disagree with this already, but crying is seen as a feminine thing. It is. It is a sign of sadness and weakness. Not saying that it doesn't happen. Hey, I have had me some cry sessions, let me tell you. It's more masculine to fight and avoid talking about your feelings. That's why most men will resort to physical violence with another man before they admit that they're hurt by something that was said to them. Rick, I can't believe you said you thought my girlfriend... Oh, come, shut up. Come on, give me a break. Yeah, you know why men fight it out? Because that's how we deal with it. If I don't like you and you don't like me, we talk about that. And if that doesn't resolve it, we swing it out. But you know what the difference is after we swing it out? Well, most of the time, or many times, we'll shake hands and we've come to an agreement about it, and then it's over. Now, women will talk behind each other's backs and they're catty about it, or if they talk to each other's face, they're catty about it, and then they get in a hissy fight and they never want to talk to each other again. Completely different. Just understand that the way men handle situations are different than the way women handle situations. But and it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And if you do have to cry and you do have to feel like you got to let it out, do so by yourself. Do so quietly. Get it out of your system. It's okay to have those feelings. You're going to have them. We all have had them. And having them is not to be shamed. But it's something that you, me personally, I think you just need to deal with yourself. Because again, I don't see, you know, and I try to give you guys a mental picture of somebody that you might imagine James Bond, like doing something completely, you know, awesome, and a building collapses and he's like, oh, there was a kitten in there, and he starts crying. That's not James Bond, right? So kind of the same thing. Now, many of you may disagree with what I'm saying, and that's okay. All I'm saying, though, is if you're going to be emotional, you have to know when and where to channel it. That's all. Women act like it's okay to walk around at all times and just let it out and just be free with your feelings. That's not going to... it hurts. Talking about your feelings forces you to think about your feelings. He'd rather bottle up his emotions so that he never has to think about them. He's basically running from his problems as long as he possibly can. Not true at all. I will disagree 100%. It's the opposite. Talking about your feeling forces you to think about your feelings. No, it doesn't. Now, maybe to some degree, but talking about them lets you get them off your chest and lets you share them with somebody and you can get their ideas back. But if my emotions are quietly bottled up to myself, I guarantee you all I'm doing is thinking about them. All I'm doing is processing them and dealing with them. And then when he asks me, do you want to talk about it? And I go, no, I'm good. It's not that I don't want to talk about it necessarily. I just don't want to talk about it with you, or I don't want to put it into words. I'm trying to quietly work through something myself. They don't want to be judged. I don't even have to read this. It's 100% true we don't want to be judged. And we will be. We will be. You know, there's a couple of YouTubers that I've seen that are not huge followings, but they have pretty good followings, and they've talked about something on their video, and they start getting upset and they start crying. Men, and they start crying, not sobbing, but just tears coming down that face or everything. You should see the comments and the thumbs down and stuff like that. People do not respect it. It makes people uncomfortable to see a masculine man or a strong man cry, or it's very uncomfortable and upsetting for them, because that way you don't see that man as strong as he was. It's just the way it is. They say if your boyfriend admits that he's jealous of your friendship with another man, you might assume that he's insecure or weak. Now, those thoughts are the last thing he wants. He would rather have you think highly of him and pretend that his feelings never get hurt. If he admits that he's jealous of your friendship with another man, and you might assume he's insecure or weak, he's not. He's just being smart, and he's understanding that that other guy is posing a risk because he knows how other men think. They don't think about them. Some men don't discuss their feelings because they honestly don't think about them. They're so good at pushing away their emotions, they don't even realize they exist. It's an extreme form of escapism. Maybe. I don't discuss my feelings, but I honestly don't think about them too much. Why? I really don't have that many strong emotions about things. I like logicking my way through life, even though that's not a word. I like using logic to work my way through things. I've never found a situation, at least as an adult, where emotion helps me. if I read something in an article that I disagree with, getting angry doesn't change the article. Getting angry does not change anyone's mind around me. Getting angry doesn't make me feel any better. Getting angry is a worthless emotion. I think I use humor. I think I have some enjoyment, and I like to have a couple of laughs and things like that. But then I've worked very hard to remove negative emotions from my life. They are unproductive. So anger and jealousy and frustration and pride and some of the, you know, too much ego, all those, they work against you. Well, if somebody is able to control them and not think about them, it's not escapism. It's being in the moment and understanding that they don't add anything to your life. Number 10, they release pain other ways. Men don't want to talk about their emotions and cry to feel better. They'd rather play video games and take out their frustrations by doing things on video games, shooing characters, or going to the gym and release their energy by lifting weights. They release their emotions physically, not verbally. I 100% agree with this. As a matter of fact, I did some of my best training in both CrossFit and towards my ultra marathons when I had a lot going through my mind and I was upset over one of the last relationships I had. And so I hit the gym. I'd go to two-a-days at the CrossFit and I'd maybe run 5 miles. I got in amazing shape and I worked through my problems. But while I was running, I was thinking. While I was lifting, I probably wasn't thinking as much. But it does help you to get out your anger and your frustration, all that at the gym. You wipe yourself out at the gym to where you're wiped. It's really hard to stay fired up and angry. Mostly you want to come home, drink a protein shake, and take a nap. They were raised not to. Yeah, I mean, I think if your father was or a parent was, hey, come on, you know, you got to man up, you got to toughen up, you got to so on and so forth. I think maybe that a lot of people could take that as you're not supposed to feel emotions. And then when you do, it can be very frustrating. I think it would be better to say, man up is not a bad expression. People have said, you know, it's very negative to just tell men to man up. What does that even mean? Well, what it means is to deal with it. It means, hey, you're going to have to deal with this. You know, when men go off to war, when men have a dangerous job, when you're scared, when there's somebody that may hurt you or your family, you have to be ready to deal with it. And the only way you can deal with that is to set aside the emotional part of it and deal with what's going on in the situation. You may be scared, you may be frustrated, you may have all these other things, but you still need to deal with it. That's one thing the military was pretty good at teaching me. And the same thing with the law enforcement is that you have to be ready to handle the situation, a very stressful situation, without getting all emotional. Now, at some point, you may need to come around to, and then later, that's why many times you'll see a police officer do something to protect himself or protect his partner or protect a citizen, and where he's had to hurt somebody else or where he's had to defend himself. And afterwards, a lot of times, you'll see those police officers break down and cry. Same thing in military, where you'll see guys that have to do something very stressful on a battlefield, and then when they have a moment, they will be in the bunker by themselves, and they will release it. That's going to happen, and that's healthy. I mean, that's something that you need to do, but you need to know when you can do that, and it's not in the spur of the moment. So if you were raised to not deal with emotions and just suppress them, that can be exceptionally unhealthy, and you do need to find outlets for those. And again, if you don't feel that you are able to handle your emotions very well and to work your way through them, again, that's where a therapist may be good for you. Number 12, it only creates problems. He loves you, so he doesn't want to fight with you. Expressing his feelings could start a fight with you, and that's the last thing he wants. In order to keep the peace, he'll suck it up and deal with whatever's bothering him on his own. He doesn't want to bring you into it. That's true, but that also relates to how I said how women will lose attraction for men that are openly emotional. There's a movie called... I think it's called Bedazzled. Let me look here real quick. It's with Brendan Fraser. I think that's the movie. Let me look here. Back in 2000, IMDb. Yes, Bedazzled. Okay, B-E-D-A-Z-Z-L-E-D. Bedazzled. If you ever want to watch that movie, Bedazzled, and there's the scene where there's a scene where he says, I want to be super emotional. And he's all emotional with her and he gets sand kicked in his face and he's crying and all this other stuff. That's, women can be like, oh, he writes such beautiful poetry and he's in touch with the world and he's wonderful and it's lovely and Are you attracted to him? Oh no, he's like a girlfriend to me. He's like the gay friend I always wanted. So that, and the other thing is, he doesn't want to start a fight with you, because most of the time, here's something you very rarely will hear when you're arguing with a woman. You will very rarely hear from a woman saying, you know what? That's a good point. You're right. I'm sorry. What? I don't think I've ever heard that out of a woman's mouth in my entire life. Usually she stomps off or just gives you the silent treatment unless you want things to be over, unless you want to be able to sleep in your bed or sleep with her again, you've got to apologize for something that she did. That's usually why guys avoid fighting, because they know in the end they're going to have to, or if they stick to their guns, it's just going to be more hassle. They'll get made fun of. Again, very true. Again, the emotions are, and if you do this in school, if you're school age and you get picked on and then you end up having, I mean, none of my viewers are school age, but college, whatever, or at work, that if something happens and you do end up breaking down and having tears in front of guys, yes, guys will tease you mercilessly, because again, they view it as weak, and that weakness makes them uncomfortable. And many times that's why they will do that. It forces them to look at themselves. I don't know. When you tell someone how you're feeling, they'll usually ask why you're feeling that way. If he doesn't have an answer to the question, it'll force him to really think about it. Okay, whatever. They think it's pointless. I would probably fall into that myself, where if you were to say, hey man, what do you think about emotions? Just like, I'd say good emotions are great. Like, I'm happy. I love to laugh. I take life one day at a time. I find ways to enjoy small moments and large moments in life. What do you think about negative emotions? They're worthless. They don't do anything for me, so I ignore them. Or maybe it's practice. Maybe it's understanding that negative emotions don't do anything for you. But once you understand this and you work at it, man, this has taken me decades of work. So I'm not saying this is an overnight thing where you can just throw a switch and all of a sudden you go, huh, I am not emotional about bad things anymore. I still get emotions and I still get negative emotions, but you have to understand, all right, I'm upset. Why am I upset? Well, this, why did that upset you? Well, because it makes me all right, is there anything you can do about it? Yes, I can do this and this will make things better. Then you do it. If you say, no, there's nothing I can do about it, it just is what it is, then that's the point where you have to learn how to process it and then let it go, because it's not going to benefit you. It's there for everybody. But you have to understand that it's coming, that it's going to be there, and how you can process through it. Being angry, same thing. Is if you see some of these protests, you'll see one side's trying to talk rational to the other side, and the other side's just going bananas and screaming and calling names and on and on and on. And you realize there's no dialogue with this person. There is no coming to a rash realization for them. There's no middle ground. We're never going to accomplish anything here. It's literally the reeing that we make fun of, that the girl power movement does. But the thing is, instead of getting angry back, instead of getting frustrated, instead of saying, man, right? What do? You just say, we're done here. And you move, you go, you leave. There's nothing productive that can be accomplished here. You want to just yell at me. I'd like to explain my point and have a discussion, but you're unwilling. We're done. And once you, again, know how to process this stuff, I think working through your negative emotions will help you a lot. Okay, I've got a fun video that I'm going to do for you guys that's just a ridiculous fun one. And then I'm going to get to work on my stoicism one. It's going to be like an hour, and that's why I think I'm putting it off, because it's a long video. But I think it's one that's going to be critical for you guys to see, and I'll get that out here for you shortly. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. That helps me so much. I try to put lots of work and fun into my videos, and we'll go from there. Guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you're going to have to process emotions. You have to let them out. Find a healthy, quiet place to do it. Find a friend, find a therapist, find a father figure or someone that you can get it off to, and then learn how to process the negative ones in a healthy way. If you need therapy, do it. And don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. There are lots of programs out there to help you guys. And once you kind of learn through how to process this, you'll be fine. But whatever you do, don't do it to public. Don't do it to women. Don't do it to girlfriends, female friends, anybody that is of the opposite sex, because they will look down upon you because they don't understand. You can still be strong and have emotions.